The Word of God is living. It is powerful, infallible, indestructible, incorruptible, and it will work mightily in me.
And now, your host, Pastor Jerry Maya Williams, from the service Already in Progress.
Man, glory to God in the highest. Today I want to begin by saying Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers and all the grandmothers as well for the grand job you've done with your daughters. I'm reminded of the words that the Apostle Paul mentioned concerning his young son in the gospel, Timothy. He said that Timothy had unfeigned faith, genuine faith. And he said he believed that Timothy had genuine faith because of the faith of his grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice. And Paul says, I'm persuaded that that same faith is in you. And I know for a fact that much of my faith can be attributed to the legacy of my mother. My mother was a great woman of God, and she lived the life. She lived the life she sang about. She lived the life she talked about, and she was just a great example for her children. And today I want you to be thankful for your mothers, and maybe your mother contributed to your faith. And you might say, well, my mother wasn't in the faith. Well, maybe you turned that around and said, because my mother wasn't in the faith, I'm determined to be in the faith and stay in the faith. But at any cost, Happy Mother's Day. And let's honor our mothers today. Those of you that are still fortunate enough to have your mothers with you here in the land of the living, honor your mothers. And that's the fifth commandment, I believe, that God handed down to Moses, that you shall honor thy mother, thy father and thy mother, so that your days would be long on the earth. So thank God for that promise. Thank God for the blessing of honoring our mothers. Glory to God. Well, here we are, another Sunday, and it's the Lord. It's the day that the Lord has made. It's a day that I rejoice in. I'm glad about it. And I don't know about you, but I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. And this morning, I want to take you back to Isaiah chapter 26 in the scriptures. And so if you at home or wherever you are, open your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 26. And I'm going to read to you verse 3 and 4. The last week I talked about perfect peace. And today I want to take it a step further and talk about a stayed mind. In Isaiah chapter 26 verse 3, the Word of God says, you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever. For in Yah, the Lord, is everlasting strength. The Lord is our rock of ages. And if you'll keep your mind stayed upon him, the promise is, he'll keep you in perfect peace. Perfect peace because your mind is stayed upon him. You know, speaking of mothers, today being Mother's Day, I'm reminded of a song that we sang from the old church, the church of my upbringing. And this song was a very easy song to sing. And it was even an easier song for me to learn to play on the guitar. A song entitled, I Woke Up This Morning With My Mind Stayed Upon the Lord. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Some of you probably heard that song. You're familiar with that song. But how many people really wake up with their mind stayed on the Lord? Many people wake up in pain, in distress. Many people wake up in the morning worried about yesterday. But how many really wake up in the morning with their mind stayed upon the Lord? I'm talking about a stayed mind. A stayed mind. See, the promise is he will keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. So what is a stayed mind? A stayed mind is a mind that's at perfect peace. That is, that mind has not just peace, but you have double peace. A stayed mind is a single mind. And when your mind is single, you're not double-minded. A stayed mind is a sound mind. And a sound mind is a mind that's not unstable. A stayed mind is a strong mind. And a strong mind is not a weak mind. But did you wake up this morning with your mind stayed upon the Lord? Or were you worried about something from yesterday? Or you worry about something that may come tomorrow? Is your mind single today? Is your mind strong? Is your mind stable? That's what it means to have a stayed mind. A stayed mind is a mind that takes hold of the Word of God. You take hold of that unchanging truth. You allow your mind to be filled with what God said. You allow your mind to be filled with the promise of God. Because you know if you lean and depend on what God said, if you take hold of that unchanging truth, then God's going to give you perfect peace. You know, the psalmist said in Psalms 119, the 160th verse, he said that thy word is true from the beginning, and all your righteous judgments endure forever. This is why we need to keep our mind stayed on the Lord, because when we lean on him and we take hold of the truth of his word, we know that that word is not subject to change. We know that that word was true from the very beginning, and all of God's righteous judgments, they endure forever. Jesus pretty much said the same thing when he came here in his earthly ministry. In Matthew chapter 24, Jesus is there seated in the Mount of Olives, and he's teaching his disciples about what will happen in the last days. He's teaching them about the end times. And then he told them in verse 35 that heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. This is why we can keep our minds stayed on the Lord, because what God said, he will do it. And if God spoke it, he will bring it to pass. And whatever God said, we know that it's an unchanging truth, and we can keep our minds stayed on him. Now, what I like about a stayed mind gives us the ability to do the Word of God. And the Word of God tells us we're to pray without ceasing. The Word of God tells us we're to pray always. How can you pray without ceasing? How can you pray always unless your mind is stayed upon the Lord? This is exactly how we can do that. If my mind is stayed upon the Lord, then I'm just that much closer to whispering a prayer to the Lord, crying out to the Lord, because the Lord is already on my mind. Some folks have to quake and shake. Some folks have to go through some kind of gyration, emotion, or whatever, just to feel like they can call upon the Lord. But when your mind is stayed upon the Lord, you know the Lord is already there with you. And if your mind is stayed upon the Lord, he gives you perfect peace. A stayed mind is nothing to take lightly, because a stayed mind is a mind that loves God above all else. You know, I love myself. That's right. That's why I ain't trying to be like nobody else. I love my wife. I love my children. I love you all. But above all, I love God because my mind is stayed upon Him. When your mind is stayed upon the Lord, your love for God is above all else. You can love whoever you want to love, but you got to love God even more. And because you love Him more, He's always on your mind. In Matthew chapter 22, after the Pharisees heard how Jesus had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered there. So they decided to have a lawyer step up to Jesus to tempt Him. And the lawyer asked Jesus, "What is the greatest law in the commandment? What is the greatest law in the commandment? What is the greatest commandment in the law?" That was the question. What is the greatest commandment that God has ever given us in the law? Jesus replied and said, that you shall love the Lord your God. I need you to listen to me, beloved. Jesus said the greatest commandment in God's law of all that God has ever said, that you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. Let me say that again. It's not enough just to love God in your heart. Say, "Lord, you know my heart. I love you." It's not enough to say, "I love God in my soul." Jesus said, you must love God with all your mind as well. And how can you love God with all your mind if your mind isn't stayed on Him? That's what Jesus was telling that lawyer. And now not only did He put the Sadducees to silence, now He's put the Pharisees to silence. Because there's nothing greater than having your mind stayed upon the Lord. Now, when a mind is stayed upon the Lord, you have to keep your mind stayed upon the Lord at all times. All times. All times include when you're in the face of a crisis, a challenge, when you're faced with temptation, tests, and trials, you got to keep your mind stayed upon the Lord. You got to love God with all your mind. That's what it really means to keep your mind stayed upon the Lord. Love God with all your mind. When Jesus said, "Love me, love God with all your mind, not just with all your heart or your soul, but love me with all your mind." What does that really mean? Sometimes we don't like to talk about the mind. But the mind is one of the greatest things that God ever gave man. That's the first thing he made Adam understand when He created Adam and Eve, that you got a mind. You got a will. You have an intellect. You have the choice to obey me or disobey me. And oftentimes we neglect loving God with all of our minds. But what does that mean to love God with all your mind? It means to love God with all your intellect. Hear me now. How do you love God with all your intellect? You love God with your very deepest thoughts. And sometimes we have very deep thoughts. We have private thoughts. But is God in the center of those thoughts? When you love God with all your mind, all your intellect, you love Him with the deepest thoughts that your mind can think, then those thoughts become the guardrails of life. And without the guardrails of life, you're going to steer off the path. You're going to run off this road of righteousness. What is that guardrail? WWJD. What would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? Do you ever stop to think about what would Jesus do? Give some thought to that. What would Jesus do? This is a guardrail that God has given us. When we love Him with all our mind, Paul told the Philippians, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." This ought to be one of our motivating factors in life, not only to be like Jesus, but to think like Jesus. And if we're going to think like Jesus, we must keep our minds stayed on him. But to love God with all your minds also means to love God with your imaginations. You'll never be healed if you can't imagine being healed. You'll never see a change in your financial situation if you can't imagine that your bills are being paid on time. That the door is going to be open for a better job. If you can't imagine these things, they will never happen to you. But you can't use your imagination unless your mind is stayed upon the Lord. Glory to God. Paul told the Ephesians in Ephesians chapter 3, the 20th verse, "Now to him who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." What was Paul saying? What was Paul saying? Now give God the glory, because he is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or imagine. Imagine, you can't use your imagination without your mind. God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we imagine, according to the power that worketh in us. What is the power that worketh in us? It's not just Holy Ghost power. It is the power of your mind. One of the greatest gifts God ever gave man was the mind, the ability to think, the ability to choose. This is the power that worketh in us along with the Holy Ghost. How many people have the Holy Ghost and they still disobey God? They still disregard God. They still ignore the Holy Ghost within them. But he's given us the power within our minds to imagine ourselves coming out on the other side. Imagine getting past this pandemic. Regardless of how dreadful the news is, how discouraging the news is, how confusing it is, can you imagine coming out of this? You can only do it if your mind is stayed on him. And when you love God with all your mind, you're not just loving God with all your intellect, you're not just loving God with your imagination, but you're doing your very best to love God with all your understanding. What do you mean by that? There's some things that God wants us to understand. There are many promises in the Word of God. There are many promises, precepts, and principles in the Word of God, but God wants us to have understanding. And if you don't understand anything else during these times we're living in, during this very crisis we're in the middle of, during this COVID-19, understand this from 2 Timothy chapter 1. Verse 7, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind." Oh, I love that. Paul says, God has not given us the spirit of fear. You don't understand that. He's given us the spirit of power. You don't understand that. He's also given us the spirit of a sound mind. You're to understand that. Where is the soundness of our minds? Our minds will never be sound if we don't keep our minds stayed on the one who gives us the ability to have sound minds. And that's the Lord himself. The opposite of a sound mind is an unsound mind. An unsound mind is a mind that doesn't keep God in the center of your thoughts. I don't know about you, but I wake up every morning, soon as my feet touch the floor, "Father, thank you for another day. Thank you for another day." And I stand on the promises in Proverbs that God is increasing my days and multiplying the years of my life. And I thank you, Father God, that with long life you'll satisfy me and show me your salvation. But I wouldn't have that mindset unless my mind was stayed upon the Lord. You know, some people say, "Well, if it don't mind, it doesn't matter." But because it mind, it does matter for me. You see? My health, that matters. My financial situation, my financial condition, my financial status, all that matters. My relationship with my wife, my children, my grandchildren, all that matters. But it first begins with a sound mind. And then we look at some folk that don't have sound mind. It's obvious that they don't have soundness of mind. And we just want to write them off and say, well, something wrong with them. They're crazy. But James said they were just being unstable. So if that's what a sound mind is, if that's what a sound, stayed mind is, then what's an unstayed mind? The promise in Isaiah is to have your mind stayed on him. So how does an unstayed mind look? An unstayed mind is a double mind. Double mind. That's what James said in James chapter 1, verse 8. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Double-minded man. What is a double-minded man? To be double-minded is to be two-spirited. You have a two-spirited mind. One day you have the spirit of joy, and maybe the next day or maybe later on that day, you have the spirit of sadness, the spirit of mourning. You have a two-spirited mind. You're vacillating. You have two opinions, two purposes, at least two or more. We know folk like that. We know of folk like that. They're spiritual. It's like spiritual bipolarism. They leap and jump for joy one day, and then the next day their heads are hung down. The hearts are heavy. Shoulders are drooped. And that's a double-minded man. Double-minded. You're just vacillating. One day you say, God's called me to do this. Another day you say, well, maybe he didn't. Maybe I'm not sure. So you're vacillating. You're going back and forth between your opinion, between your understanding of your purpose. Whatever God called you to do, when he called you to do it, he never changes his mind about you doing it. You may have changed your mind, but God didn't change his mind. You changed your mind because you're unstable in all your ways. You're double-minded. And had you kept your mind stayed upon the Lord, had you not been moved by circumstances, been moved by what people said, been moved by the very conditions that seems to have come against you, you would still be holding on to that same opinion, that same sense of purpose, because your minds are stayed upon the Lord. James says you're like a wave in the sea that's tossed, driven by the wind, just vacillating, going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, based on what you don't see. Because you don't see certain things happening, then you change your mind about those things. You change your opinion about those things. But God says you're just double-minded. And when you're double-minded, you're unstable in all your ways. But beloved, when your mind is stayed on the Lord, your mind is sound. You're at perfect peace in the Lord. You know, speaking of double-mindedness, in the field of mental health, I need y'all to hear me on this one. In the field of mental health, double-mindedness can be, let me say it again, can be a symptom of schizophrenia. What is schizophrenia? Well, some of you probably know folk like that. Maybe you're like that. James called it double-mindedness. But in the science of mental health, they call it schizophrenia. Schizophrenia is a mental disorder that interferes with a person's ability to think clearly. It interferes with a person's ability to manage their emotions. It interferes with a person's decision, with a person's ability, rather, to manage their life. You can't manage your emotions. You can't manage your life good enough to make good decisions. You just can't relate properly to other folk. That's being schizophrenic. James says it's being double-minded. We need to make up our minds. We don't need to be spiritual schizophrenics. We need to understand that we have God's ability and we have God's grace, and God has gifted us with a mind. He's gifted us with a mind, and we need to use our minds to love Him. And to love Him is to keep our minds stayed on Him. Only God can give me the ability to think clearly. With everything that's going on, we're vulnerable to all kind of thoughts. But only God can give you the ability right now to think clearly. But you won't experience that ability if your mind ain't stayed on Him. Only God can help you manage your emotions. And we know that we're emotional. As human beings, we can get emotional. It isn't a problem because you became emotional. It's a problem when you don't manage your emotions. It isn't a problem if you made a bad decision. It's a problem when you don't manage decision making. And if you made a bad decision, you manage that decision through repentance, to changing your mind. That's what repentance is. It's to think differently. Without our minds being stayed on Him, we wouldn't even repent for nothing. Everything would go. We would accept everything. And then when we get in that state, beloved, then it's difficult to relate to other people properly. And then we want to say they got the problem. The truth is, you got the problem. You're the one that keep changing your mind. And if you keep changing your mind, not only are you going to have difficulty relating to other people properly, you're going to have difficulty relating to God Himself. This is why Jesus said, this is the greatest commandment in the law. You love God with all your heart. You love God with all your soul. And you love Him with all your mind, all your intellect, all your mental faculties. You love God with that. The truth be told, any serious challenge, crisis, could be a temptation, a test, or a trial. Those things are going to reveal your state of mind. You can never hide your state of mind. They will reveal it.
Join us Sunday at Agape Word Fellowship, where Dr. Jerry Maya Williams is your pastor, proclaiming a life-changing message of the agape love and power that God is. For more information, log on now at www.agapeword.net, 1430 South New Hope Road, Agape Word Fellowship.